They owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Hungry? Stop into KFC today for extra crispy tenders for $5. It's finger-licking good at participating KFC. Prices may vary, tax extra.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Now, Ian, I gotta tell you,
the big stuff.
You used this last week.
I think I did. All right, let's find the song.
Yeah, you did.
Hold on, let's find
it. What was the one that you said?
Because in our continuing efforts to hit the one-hit wonders, Ian has complete free reign on what he chooses, but somehow he landed up on Mr. Big Stuff again. So we'll pretend that never happened. I know that song. Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson.
Oh, my goodness, I do remember this.
This is the 12-inch extended version.
Yes, and did you notice that Dan talked it up to the post?
He did.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice job.
Well, I didn't even try. Oh, man.
This is on the YouTube channel, Roller Sessions channel. There's a picture of some roller skates.
Yeah, roller boogie people? Yeah, probably. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. We're happy to have you listening as we roll you into your holiday weekend with you participating in the rolling. You see how the theme continues here? Nice. To do that, all you have to do is call us and become a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. The phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on some cell phones, *KTRS will bring you right in here. If you win on the Harris Challenge, we reward you with fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you.
Did you see the Peroni's boxes in the KTRS kitchen today?
Yes, I did.
I don't know who had those, but they left none for us, but left the boxes out to taunt us.
He does some things with Martin Kilcoin, so he brought some for them. But, you know, one of these days, he's going to have to bring some.
How long have we been doing this show?
Long time.
How many times has Peroni's given us pizzas?
Not once. No. So,
well, you know what? You know what? Today, we're not going to give away the gift certificate. We're going to keep it and use it ourselves. No, we can't do that by law.
No.
We'll give it away.
That is an FCC violation.
That is.
We've been schooled on that recently.
Yes, we know exactly what the FCC requires.
That's right.
We recently learned of some new fictional rules at the FCC.
Yes, we have. So we'll have Rick bring some. He just brought some new certificates also to us. So they have two locations, Peroni's does. One in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
And by the way, none of those FCC rules apply to that Steven Spielberg movie, The BFG.
No, they don't. Or we have Skyview Drive-In movie passes
yes,
for you to
get. Yes, it's the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt in Belleville, where this weekend you can take the kids to see the BFG and Finding Dory on Screen 1, or leave the kids and go see The Legend of Tarzan and Independence Day Resurgence on Screen 2. Two movies for the price of one at the Skyview Drive-In, 7 nights a week all summer long.
That's right. And if you get the clean sweep, doggone it, we are going to reward you, because you will get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, so those are the prizes. Of course, the other side of it is, if you don't get 8 points or more, I will have to punish you. But let's hope we don't have to do that as we roll into a holiday weekend here. Here's our first contestant. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show, and welcome to the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to a friend, or some commercial endorsement you've prearranged. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll start with saying I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. We love that.
And happy Independence Day.
Yes. Okay, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And there will be three categories spilling out here for you to choose from. You tell me which one you want, Josh. Category one is always, have you been paying attention? Category two, the Declaration of Independence. And category three, Mel Brooks movies, because he turned 90 years old this week. Which one would you like, Josh?
I'll take Declaration of Independence.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many colonies were represented by signatures on the Declaration?
13.
Correct. Who was the original author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Correct. What city was the Declaration signed in?
Philadelphia.
Correct. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration?
John Hancock.
Correct. And now for the clean sweep, what British king is specifically named in the Declaration of Independence?
George III.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge.
First time I've ever sweated. I like that.
There you go. The clean sweep, all 15 points, and so we'll throw in Candici's on top of whatever else you choose from the prizes. Congratulations, Josh, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Incidentally, while we're speaking of the Declaration of Independence, if you have never shown your kids the movie 1776, it is one of my all-time favorite movie musicals, and it is all about the Declaration of Independence and the Founding Fathers, who decided to get together and begin this great experiment in democracy that is the United States 240 years ago. Get that movie if you can. It streams, it's on DVD, and there'll probably be at least a couple of channels that are showing it this weekend. TNT usually rolls it out over the 4th of July weekend. It's called 1776, one of my all-time favorites. Now let's meet our second contestant. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hello to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
All right.
And don't blow your fingers off this weekend.
That's a very good piece of advice. Category one is, have you been paying attention? Category two is Mel Brooks movies. And our new category three is, where was that?
What was the last one?
Where was that?
I'm going to go with Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks movies. Okay, Jim, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in Young Frankenstein? Gene Wilder is right. Which of Mel Brooks' movies took place in the small western town of Rock Ridge?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. Which of his movies was ironically turned into one of the most successful Broadway musicals of all time?
The Producers.
Correct. What was the name of his 1987 Star Wars parody?
pass on that, come back.
Okay, the five-pointer. Which director's movies did Mel Brooks satirize in his 1977 movie High Anxiety?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. For the clean sweep, what was the name of his 1987 Star Wars parody?
Oh, I'm going to kill myself with a bullshit. I can't believe it.
With Rick Moranis playing Dark Helmet,
yeah,
as opposed to Darth Vader, the movie was called Spaceballs.
I can't believe it.
It's all right, Jim. You're still a winner.
Yeah.
So you got yourself 11 points there and some prize from Dan's collection. Hang on and tell him what you want, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. And here is contestant number three. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
I just want to say hi to my wife, Molly, and my two sets of twins, Braden and Reagan, Danny and Quinn.
How old are they?
Five and one.
So neither you nor your wife has slept in 6 years?
Nope.
All right, Tom, we have three categories up on the board. Have you been paying attention? Where was that? And our new third category, 4th of July movies.
I'll go with 4th of July movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie is Mayor Vaughn worried that Police Chief Brody is going to ruin 4th of July business by putting up signs on the beach? Who won an Oscar for starring in the movie Born on the 4th of July?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Who starred in the original Independence Day and Wild Wild West?
Will Smith.
Correct. Which architect of American independence was played by William Daniels in the movie I was talking about earlier, 1776? In what movie did Jennifer Love Hewitt go on vacation on July 4th with some friends and accidentally run down a man on the road, starting an adventure that continued the next year?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Correct. In what movie, it's the one-pointer again, in what movie is Mayor Vaughn worried that Police Chief Brody is going to ruin 4th of July business by putting up signs on the beach?
1776.
No, it's Jaws. Uh-huh. Who played, who did William Daniels play in 1776? The answer to that is John Adams.
I don't know.
That's okay, Tom. You got the two, you got the three, you got the five, 10 points. Everybody wins today.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Hang on just a moment.
Stop that.
Dan's going to have writer's cramp by the time we're done today. It's okay. You got a 3-day weekend to take care of it.
All right.
Jim, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. This is going to be tough shit to fill. Everybody's winning. I hope I can do it.
Well, let's see what you can do. First, plug something.
Hey, for all your automotive repair needs or a good used car, just a few blocks from Old Town Donut, Old Town Automotive. At 1104 North Jefferson.
Automotive.
Force it.
All right, Jim, let's see which categories are left here. Have you been paying attention, or where was that? These are both our topical categories of the week.
Let's try, have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the winningest college basketball coach in history who died this week at 64 from early onset Alzheimer's?
Yeah, Pat. I can't remember her last name. Pat.
Government regulators say more than 300,000 older Hondas and Acuras should not be driven because of an unacceptably high risk of what?
Airbags exploding.
Correct. Who became the first male swimmer to qualify for 5 Olympics this week?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. Who has become the first person to have over 90 million Twitter followers? Is it Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Katy Perry. Which beauty pageant announced this week it will no longer force contestants to strut on stage in bikinis as it gets rid of the swimsuit competition?
Miss America?
Miss Teen USA.
Oh.
All right. What was the name of that college basketball coach that died this week?
I cannot recall her last name. Ford.
She was a true legend. Her name was Pat Summitt. Had early onset Alzheimer's starting at 59, and 5 years later, she died this week. I love one of the quotes I read from Pat Summitt when she was asked early on by a sexist reporter, "How are you going to coach women? What's that like coaching women?" And she said, "I don't coach women. I coach basketball." I love that. Let's see what you missed out on here. Oh, Katy Perry has 90 million Twitter followers. Justin Bieber is second with 83.8. And Taylor Swift third with 79. So you didn't get that one, and you didn't get the five-pointer, but you got the three and the two for only 5 points, Jim. And that means I had to punish you. I will tell you that today for Punisher Music, I turned on my computer, and I told it to search for Punisher Music with the word America in it. And the only thing I came up with was this. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a Don McLean classic turned into Bad Pop by the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Marsha probably had the lead, right?
Probably. Did Lynn did well.
That was Peter.
His voice was breaking, right?
What about Greg as Johnny Bravo?
He's in the back banging Mrs. Brady. Okay, that's enough of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Jim, but you brought it on yourself.
I did. We're better with cars than I am with games. Sorry.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's shaking today?
You tell us.
Oh. Malt, I guess.
Okay. We have one category left here, Mark. It's called Where Was That? And we're going to put that's a very good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Turkish city were 44 people killed by a terrorist attack at the airport this week?
Pass.
President Obama signed off this week on a relief package for what part of the United States that is $70 billion in debt?
Washington.
Puerto Rico. In what state does it make perfect sense that someone stole a tractor trailer full of 20,000 pounds of cheese this week?
Wisconsin.
Correct. This week, the Supreme Court overturned the corruption conviction of Bob McDonnell, who used to be the governor of what state?
Bad.
Which country has banned Lady Gaga from entering after she appeared on Facebook Live with the Dalai Lama?
India.
China. Back to the one-pointer. In what Turkish city were 44 people killed by a terrorist attack at the airport?
Turkey, Istanbul.
Istanbul is correct. And how about the state Bob McDonnell was governor of?
Texas.
You said Texas, but it was Virginia. And by the way, I just have to tell you, today when I was typing up these questions, and I typed up Lady Gaga couldn't enter after she appeared on Facebook Live with the Dalai Lama, for a second I thought, that sounds like the name of a show. It's Facebook Live with the Dalai Lama!
Yeah.
Let's see what you did here, Mark. You got the one for Istanbul and three for Wisconsin, and you're our low score of the week with only four. And that means the Brady Bunch has to punish you as well.
But you know the Dalai Lama is a big hitter.
Yeah, he is a big hitter. That's right. Say bye-bye, kids. Okay. Bye-bye, kids. Get out. Seriously, get out.
That was horrible.
Yes,
have a great weekend, guys.
You too, Mark. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge. If you've missed previous episodes, catch up with the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. To ensure that you don't miss future episodes, make sure you're here every Friday at 5:15, listening via the free KTRS app or over the airwaves of the big 550 KTRS.
And back in the day, Tim tried out for the role of Sam the Butcher, Alice's boyfriend in the Brady Bunch, but he didn't get it. So he's doing traffic.
You're goofy. Is that who that was, the Brady Bunch? Singing Bye Bye.
Brady Bunch.
How about that?
I think that was about the same time they were given a variety show.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The Brady Bunch variety show. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All right. And then later, I think there was a show called The Brady Brides.
The Brady Brides.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they really tried to push the Brady Bunch on
everybody.
We
didn't have much of lives back then, did we, Paul?
You know what? I remember in the Super Bowl when there was the Brady quarterback.
Oh, yeah, he's part of the Brady family,
yeah.
The Brady Bunch.
Where's the rim shot, Ian?
Yeah.
You know what? Because of his wife, he's part of the Brady Bunchin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Oh, man. That's it.
All right. Let's see here. What's going on? We have that. We have out at westbound 44 at Bowles. They've cleared that off to the shoulder. Boy, things are really jammed up, though, and it goes from Elm all the way out through Highway 141. They're still working with an accident on northbound 67 at Landmark Boulevard, and that's got traffic backed up almost to Highway 94. Now, we've got a new accident. As I was speaking, I watched them take it out of the two right lanes and move it off to the shoulder. It's eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Southbound 270, that's getting better. You're slow a little bit north of Highway 40 down through 44. Northbound 270, that's jamming up from approaching Graboy in those right lanes, mostly trying to get onto westbound 44. Southbound Big Bend, a lot of people bailed out there, and you're slow. Southbound 141 from Big Bend down through 44. And westbound 30, you're still jammed up from Lindbergh out through 141. This traffic report is brought to you by Super 8 Hotels. When you're on the road and it's time to stop for the night, count on Super 8 Hotels, where you'll always find a dependable room at a great rate. Learn more and book today at super8.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA.
Happy birthday, America, from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Celebrate America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. The weekend of July 1st through 3rd, the Cardinals host the Milwaukee Brewers, and there are great promotions all weekend long. Then, on Monday, July 4th, take a break from the backyard grill and treat yourself to a ballpark hot dog when the Cardinals host the Pirates at 1:15. It's a holiday weekend full of Cardinals baseball. Great seats remain. Get yours now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Hey fans, this is Matt Carpenter.
Long one into left field. Hello, 2-0 Cardinals.
Wow. On Saturday, July 2nd, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. That day, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, entering with a ticket, will take home my adult batting practice jersey, presented by Ford. Look like a pro with this one-of-a-kind batting practice jersey. Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today. Tickets for July 2nd are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
You think they're having fun here at Busch Stadium? Listen.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-900-1904. That's 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-400-1022. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-400-1022. That's 1-800-400-1022. 1-800-400-1022.
I'm Rodney Wallner.
And I'm Jen Wallner. The Wallner Home Selling Team with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Select Properties is one of the top real estate teams in St. Louis.
We are so confident in our marketing strategy that we will guarantee to sell your home for top dollar in 30 days, or we will continue our marketing and sell it for free. That's right, free.
And we'll put it in writing. Call now, 314-810-SOLD.
The Wallner Home Selling Team. Call right now, 314-810-SOLD.
Certain restrictions apply.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yes, it is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. Stan Strauss and Ian Geis are here in the studio with me. And now from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's right, homie.
Give it in.
That's right. You take care of your business right now, homie.
Happy July, Mike.
Huh?
Happy July.
Happy July, homie. And, of course, it's all Canada. Glorious and brave.
A What's going on?
Free. Canada Day.
Canada Day?
Yeah, today's Canada Day.
Oh, okay.
Eh?
What's wrong with Canada? You don't like Canada?
I have no problem with Canada. Every time I've been to Canada, I've had a wonderful time.
Where do you get off being mean to Canada?
I'm not being mean to Canada.
I love Canada there, eh?
No, making fun of them, eh?
No.
I think Dan's the one who hates Canada.
No, I love Canada. Just,
you know why? Because they play hockey better than he does.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, boy.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the American female star who now lives in England and campaigned very hard for Great Britain to stay in the EU. Even went on television appearances with the Prime Minister David Cameron asking for the stay vote, which, of course, failed. Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Mm.
Hilton. Lindsay Lohan. Madonna. Two movie reviews, homie. Are you ready?
Yes.
BFG.
Okay.
Do you see it?
No.
Oh. There's some nice giants and some bad giants. The nice giant that you'll ever meet is BFG. He is the BFG. Visually outstanding, had great story. It's about a lost girl, Queen of England, and the BFG giant, and the bad giants that they have to destroy. Great film for the whole family. Simply delightful. PG. It is 75 minutes, 3.5 stars.
75 minutes. Perfect family movie length.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Number two, mix of regular England. A couple of Russian money launderers, the Mafia, M16, Dirty Politics, great script, terrific acting. You put it all together, you have Our Kind of Traitor. Do you see that one, homie?
No, I never even heard of it.
Mm-mm.
It's not opening here in St. Louis today, I know that.
Really?
Yeah, Our Kind of Traitor.
Our Kind of Traitor.
Anybody in it we know?
Yeah, a lot of people, but I can't believe it's not playing there.
No, not yet.
It's ridiculous. Hey, you know, we have fun making fun of Hollywood celebrities. It's very easy to do. But with the birthday of the United States of America, being 240 years old on Monday,
mm-hmm.
I thought we'd take a look at just quickly some celebrities that actually fought for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Ice-T.
Mm-hmm.
Montel Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby.
Really?
Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Hefner. James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Sajak.
Mm-hmm.
MC Hammer.
Wow.
Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Seuss.
Hmm.
And don't forget the author from Golden Girls, who was a decorated United States woman Marine.
Wow.
Arr.
I would add Ed McMahon to that list.
Yeah, that would be good.
He was a Marine colonel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July to everybody and to those folks. Okay, date in the history for July 1st, 1941, first television commercial airs. There's only 1,100 TVs around at that time. July 1st, 1982, that goofy Korean Reverend Moon marries 2,075 couples at once.
Mm-hmm. How come nobody ever goes back and checks up on those people?
Yeah. I wonder how many are still married.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I don't know. And the pop quiz question, who campaigned hard for the Britain to stay in the EU? Very hard. Went on TV with Cameron, with the Prime Minister, Lindsay Lohan, Madonna, Paris Hilton, Jessica Simpson.
I'll say Madonna.
Paris Hilton.
Guaranteed 100% Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Somebody been Googling, has they?
No.
Somebody been reading the paper, have they?
Uh-oh.
Paper? What's that?
Answers Lindsay Lohan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No more calls. We have a winner.
Have a great weekend, St. Louis. Now sing along, everybody, all together. Here we go. Lily O'Kalani, Lani, Adi, O'Kayla, Doona, Kakana, Ah, and Hooey, Hooey, Ho. Killuwea, Kaka'aga, Hooey, Ho.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
There's Mike Evans, and now we'll get to some knuckleheads in the news stories for today, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. You need a cab? You need the app, the STL Taxi app. Or you could just do it the old-fashioned way. Call them 314-652-3456. all the fine music that makes it possible to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. I've got five stories for you today, starting in Seattle, Washington, where Christian Fisher went into the Quality Food Center supermarket, picked up a few items, went to the self-service checkout, and after a minute, he called over a female employee, a clerk, for some help. When she went over, she saw that Christian had pulled out his junk and put it on the scanner. She reacted with surprise. He started laughing at her. Then a male colleague walked over to see what the commotion was about, and he saw Christian's exposed genitalia, too. He was making no effort to tuck it away. The store manager called the cops. Christian was gone before they got there. For some reason, though, he went back a few hours later and was recognized immediately and then taken off the premises by security guards and held until the cops got there to arrest him for indecent exposure. If I were Christian, I would have at least waited for a price check. Then they would have told him, sorry, sir, that's not showing up any weight on the scale. Thanks to Matt Burrows, a regular contributor for story number two from Springfield, Missouri, of a woman who called 911 saying she got home at 5 in the afternoon to find a stranger, later identified as Daniel Barnes, passed out in her bed. He'd apparently broken into the house, gathered up some of her valuable stuff and put it next to the back door, and then, exhausted from doing that, decided to lie down on the bed where he fell asleep. And he was still there when the cops showed up and took him away. Turns out he had just gotten out of prison in April after doing four years for another burglary. And sounds like he's going to get another stint now in the Gray Bar Hotel. Story three is from Orlando, Florida, where two off-duty officers are walking through Lake Eola Park, stopped to watch a swan and her babies, a beautiful natural scene about sunset Sunday. And a man identified later as Soar Angel Velez walked between the two off-duty officers and the swan. And according to a police report, the swan reached out toward Velez, defending her babies. That's when Velez turned around and went over and punched the bird. That's not a euphemism. Literally punched the bird. Then started to run, but the two off-duty cops caught him, held him until two on-duty cops came and took him away on suspicion of injuring wildlife on public property. He pleaded no contest. He may get 10 days in jail. Story number four. From New York City, detectives trying to find a man who shoved a bag packed with feces down a woman's pants. She was walking near 1st Avenue and 74th Street Monday evening. She's talking on her cell phone. This crazy guy comes up from the rear and stuffs this bag containing feces down the back of her pants, then grabs her butt and gives it a squeeze. The man was wearing gloves, which he then took off and threw away and ran away. Today, cops found the man in a homeless shelter in Brooklyn. Turns out to be a very sad story. The woman, more angry than anything else. How do you disinfect from that? And we finish today in Las Vegas, Nevada, with the story of Aaron Chervenak, who drove from Los Angeles to Las Vegas to get married to his cell phone. What? Yeah, he says, we looked to our cell phones for solace and to calm us down and to put us to sleep and to ease our mind. To me, that's also what a relationship is about. So in a sense, my smartphone has been my longest relationship. That's why I decided to actually marry it. You can't do that most places in the country, but in Las Vegas, pretty much anything goes. So we called the owner of the Little Las Vegas Chapel, and the owner there was not only okay with it, he was excited. So Aaron put on a tuxedo and took his phone and drove to the chapel in his purple Cadillac, of course. And he actually put a ring on it. Thank you, Beyonce. He put a ring on it. I don't mean a ringtone. I mean an actual ring. And Aaron said, even though it's not yet legal to marry my smartphone, what I hope my wedding will do is somehow act as a symbolic gesture to show just how precious our phones are becoming in our daily lives. And hopefully get other people to ask the same question of themselves in their relationship. At which point, everybody else in Las Vegas said, shut up! And those are your knuckleheads of the news for today. You're on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, Ian has a story to share with you about some ridiculousness made, a ridiculous decision made by administrators at an elementary school.
Yes, I saw the story today, and when I saw the explanation why this was done, it kind of perplexed me. So this is a school over in the UK. The school decided through their Facebook page to let all the parents know that they were removing the doors to the toilet stalls in the boys' restroom.
Okay, problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
Problem right there, privacy.
Yes, yeah, that was a lot of the parents' concerns about their boys, having issues with the privacy.
Yes, you're 7, 8, 9 years old. You don't want to see other boys looking in while you're taking care of business.
Mm-mm.
Yes, so they raised that concern. So the statement that the school posted on their Facebook page said, the decision was taken. The school claimed the doors were removed to reduce anxiety.
To reduce!
About using the toilets.
To reduce anxiety.
What?
Does the word reduce have a different meaning in England than it does here?
I don't know.
Does reduce actually mean increase?
I don't know on any
side of the... Because mission accomplished. I guarantee you those boys are freaking out.
On any part of the earth, I don't know where that would reduce anxiety to
somebody.
You ever
gone to a bar or even... I think there are some stalls at Busch Stadium where there's no door there. And you have to sit down and people can look
over.
Yeah,
no, I've never had to do that, thankfully.
No. Who wants to be able to see that? If I'm just going in there to use the urinal and then wash my hands, I don't want to turn around and see you sitting there squatting on your stuff.
No.
Good ball game, we're seeing
No, that should be relegated to the prisons only.
Jenkins, did you have a burrito again today?
Yeah.
Close the door. There is no door.
Yeah, I can't.
So it looks like, and they go, as well as clamping down on small amounts of vandalism. So that turned out to be the real reason, but to come up with some other excuse about how it's reducing anxiety.
It's not reducing anxiety, and this sounds like a classic overreaction. Mm-hmm. Small amounts of vandalism. So we have to get rid of the doors on the boys' stalls. Ridiculous. Now, here's another ridiculous story. We talked in the first hour about how we don't warn you about fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to tell an adult in this country to be careful with fireworks because you know that already, or whatever we say isn't going to have any impact on you one way or the other. But there's a story here out of the Northwest about a warning about tennis ball bombs. Police are issuing warnings about tennis ball bombs ahead of 4th of July celebrations. What is a tennis ball bomb? People take the insides of fireworks out and put the explosive material into a tennis ball, add a wick, and then set it off. But in some cases, it doesn't explode and they leave it there. And they say that dogs are finding the tennis balls and they are blowing up when the dog bites down on it.
Oh.
Now, Ian and I did some research on this. How many actual times did we find that this has happened anywhere in the United States, Ian?
I think once. And it's not, I don't even know if it was necessarily related to 4th of July or fireworks with it.
And it was in the year 2000.
Yes.
Oh.
When a man in Portland, Oregon was reportedly on a walk with his dog when he spotted a tennis ball in the grass. Without giving it a second thought, the man picked up the ball, tossed it to the pup. When the dog bit down, the ball exploded. Now, again, I don't know about explosives, but I don't think that's how they work.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you just put black powder in there, and if a dog bites on it, it explodes.
Not that I know of.
We checked this one on Snopes. They have not fully debunked it yet, but like us, they said there's only one maybe kind of coulda report, so we're going to put this into the BS category.
Yeah, I saw this headline everywhere. All the local stations were reporting it through their social media and then national sites, and I go, I've never heard of this, so I wanted to dig into it more, and apparently there's no evidence of this happening anywhere.
We are here to debunk stuff like this, ladies and gentlemen.
They said the way you can find a tennis ball bomb is it may have a fuse sticking out of it.
Oh. That's a whole new meaning to a booming serve.
There you go. That's the last word.
Ended on a high note.
On behalf of Dan and Ian and Tim and Colin and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Join me next week when I fill in for Martin Kilcoyne on the 10 to noon show, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then back here Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic heading into the holiday weekend. Have a happy 4th, Tim.
Happy 4th of July to everybody on the Large Morning Show.
Yeah, God love us, everyone, and God bless us, everyone.
Okay, we're late. Let's go.
Yeah, come on, okay, sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
God. All right. Here's what we've got. Southbound 270 before Grandma. I can't find it on the camera. Neither could MoDOT, but they're saying there's an accident. And you're backed up to Highway 44. Also on the ramp from southbound 270 to eastbound Highway 70. That is closed right now due to an overturned vehicle. Biggest mess right now is westbound 44. It is getting better. You're slow from Lindbergh out through 141. Got another slow pocket, that mass going out west between Antire Road and Highway 109. Looks like North County is all thinned out. Eastbound Highway 40 is just slow Clayton Warson to Big Bend. And westbound 70, we're heavy from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Wentzville Parkway. And on westbound 40, you're heavy now from N through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, plus special deals for additional savings on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. KTRS is your home for award-winning news coverage, both locally and around the world. But don't take our word for it. For the third year in a row, ABC Radio News won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Network Overall Excellence, along with Breaking News and Hard News Honors. KTRS News won a Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Broadcasting Excellence in the category of Best News Series. Whether it happens around your block or around the world, there's only one place to hear award-winning coverage, period. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Make one little mistake withdrawing money from your 401k or IRA in retirement, and it could trigger a huge tax bill. Learn how to avoid it on America's Wealth Management Show, Saturday afternoons at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A man is robbed and then shot to death on the St. Louis riverfront. The suspects police are searching for.
Fair St. Louis is now underway. What St. Louis police are doing to keep everyone safe.
These are the faces of 24 new U.S. citizens. We'll take you to the naturalization ceremony that was held in St. Louis and what they're saying about their newfound citizenship.
And the Blues make some big moves today. David Backes and Troy Brower are leaving town, and David Perron is coming back. We talk with Backes about his time here in St. Louis.
Good evening. I'm Rafer Weigel.
I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. First on Fox, a man is murdered by a stranded driver just moments after the victim helped him jumpstart his stalled car.
It is a story that is both tragic and strange because it happened on the St. Louis Riverfront Trail, rather, and Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in North St. Louis.